With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Biden and House Republicans are blaming each other for the southern border crisis. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Even as White House and Senate negotiators try to reach a bipartisan immigration deal, House Republicans are demanding tougher immigration policies. Speaker Mike Johnson and dozens of GOP members traveled to the border in Texas last week, where they blamed President Biden for the thousands of daily illegal crossings. White House officials called it a political stunt and blamed lawmakers for not approving more funding for border security. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Israel says it has dismantled the military infrastructure of Hamas in northern Gaza and is fully shifting its offensive to the enclave's southern half now. That pivot was announced as the Israel-Hamas war entered its fourth month today. The military did not say whether it's pulled all of its forces out of northern Gaza, but says the troops will now, quote, continue to deepen the achievement and strengthen border defenses. China sanctions five U.S. defense companies.
The action against BAE Systems Land and Armament, Alliant Tech Systems Operation, AeroVironment, Viasat, and Datalink Solutions comes in response to U.S. arms sales to Taiwan and U.S. sanctions on Chinese companies and individuals. The sanctions will freeze any property the companies have in China and prohibit organizations and individuals in China from doing business with them. China regards the self-governing island of Taiwan off its east coast as a renegade province that must come under Beijing's control at some point in the future. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Federal officials have ordered the immediate grounding of some Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners until they are inspected after an Alaska Airlines plane suffered a blowout that left a huge hole in the side of the fuselage. Nobody was hurt. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court will let Idaho enforce its strict abortion ban for now.
A lower court ruling had blocked the strict abortion ban, but the justices put that on hold, agreeing to an appeal and scheduling oral arguments for April. The Idaho case gives the Supreme Court its second major abortion dispute since overturning Roe v. Wade in 2022 and allowing states to severely restrict or ban abortion. The Biden administration had sued Idaho, arguing hospitals that receive Medicare funds are required by a federal law to provide emergency care, including abortion. I'm Julie Walker.
Some states are trying to keep pornography out of the hands of kids in libraries. Illinois goes in the opposite direction. A new law there strips libraries of state funding if they ban any book because of its content. This is SRN News. It was designed to be simple, but it simply doesn't work.
A new online application designed to make applying for federal student aid easier went live this week, but not everyone has been able to access it. That's led to a lot of frustration for many students. The free application for federal student aid typically opens at the beginning of October, but it was delayed 3 months due to the relaunch. Now the Department of Education says a soft launch will continue until all of the bugs in the new app are finally fixed. Jason Walker reporting.
A small, rare herding dog called the Lancashire Heeler is the latest breed recognized by the American Kennel Club. The organization says it's now eligible to be appearing in thousands of U.S. dog shows across the country this year. This is SRN News.